This is Jim Inkster, and we're joined now by Caroline Mace. She is appearing at Gaia's new state-of-the-art theater, Gaia Sphere, and it is an amazing thing that we're talking about. She is debuting a new original series on its platform, Sacred Power, Mastering the Nature of Your Soul. And good morning to you, Caroline Mace.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you for having me.
And it's a 12-part series. You'll be featured live at Gaia Sphere and the new event center where subscribers can attend in person or watch via live can be accessed through subscription. But tell us about Sacred Power. It's something that obviously you have put a lot of thought into, and a 12-part series means that there has been some heavy lifting involved in putting this all together.
Yes, there has been. You know, Sacred Power is what I'm doing is introducing, I think, a different perspective and a much needed one on the nature of our energy system, on the nature of power from the perspective that the soul is the creative engine of our body, of our health. And it's a perspective that I've developed over 35 years of being in the field of health and human consciousness. I mean, I started out as a medical intuitive, but my background is theology. Actually, I'm a mystical theologian. And through the years of working with health, I did a book on why people don't heal. And I was very curious about that. And I wondered, you know, so many people turn to their capacity and their mind to do visualization, to use the capacities of the mental field. But in fact, we haven't made that much progress that way. And what I realized eventually is that healing is the province of the soul. We require, and this is what I call holy language, we require grace. We require the use of faith, not in the fundamentalist way, but in the way of believing deeply in ourselves. And I'll tell you something, Jim. It's been my experience that most people can tell me with more conviction what they do not have faith in than what they do. And I'm not speaking religiously. I'm speaking in terms of believing in oneself, believing in one's capacity to trust oneself deeply and to trust in the world around them. And that mechanism in us has been fundamentally broken. And so when I speak of the soul, I'm not talking about something religious. I'm talking about that source in us that connects us to our humanity. And so this series has to do with the one episode is on our natural ability to sense power. Power is the fundamental ingredient in the human experience. We lose power when you get angry at somebody, you're drained because you've lost your power. And one episode explains power and health. One is the power of our words and how every word we say is an expression of our power. And I know people who are still in their mid-50s and 60s, and they can't get over words that were said to them when they were young.
Well, our guest, Caroline Mace, has written 5 bestsellers about the spirit and sacred matters, and she's been a guest on the Oprah Winfrey Show several times, and she is somebody who's been frequenting this terrain for some time. The nature of God, Caroline, that means different things to different people. If we have a different view on where our power comes from and whether it's divinely provided, does that matter, or do we have to follow a certain course to make it work for us?
I think what matters at the end of the day is that you have a deep reverence for your own power, whether you credit it to an off-planet god or not, is almost secondary to a deep regard and respect for the fact that your power is your life force. And that everything you do, everything you say, is a calculation of power. Whether you're an agnostic or a deep believer, that remains the truth. That everything in life, what you choose to wear, what you choose to eat, where you live, when a woman shops for a dress, she's actually thinking, will this dress empower me or not? Everything we do is a power calculation. And at the higher level, power is how we heal. And the highest form of that is grace.
Is there any problem with assimilating, maybe doing things that we ordinarily wouldn't do to get along and go along, or is that something we should refrain from?
You know what? When you negotiate your power out of fear and you compromise, you don't forgive yourself for that. And that's not good. That's not good. And you gut yourself. And that creates self-loathing. And one of in what self-esteem is all about is that capacity to be able to stand in your own power and know, here's the line I will not cross. These are my values. These are my virtues. And it takes a lot for someone to actually guard their self-esteem. And that's another one of my episodes.
The series is Sacred Power, Mastering the Nature of Your Soul. And earlier you were talking about even if you're an agnostic or an atheist, you can have power. It is a different kind of power, but you firmly believe in the nature of a God. How do people who don't believe in a God get along and cope and respect their own power?
Well, you know, it's been my experience, which is now considerable, that when someone tells me they don't believe in God, they're generally referring to religion and the God they associate with a religion. And to some extent, I don't blame them. I mean, that iconology is really running out of steam these days. But my father always said, my father who was a Marine, he always said, there's no such thing as an atheist in a foxhole. And we need to believe in something greater than ourselves. The idea that life does not have meaning or purpose, that we just fall from trees and we live and we die, is fundamentally unacceptable to us. So whether someone says, I don't accept religion, that's fine. That's fine. I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about the fact that we are driven by a need for awe. We are driven by a need to find something greater than ourselves that gives our life meaning and purpose. And that, at the end of the day, is the need to connect with the sacred.
Many of us, and maybe all of us in our world, we make compromises. As the Glen Campbell song says, there's been a load of compromising on the road to my horizon.
My horizon, yeah.
Well, when we made those compromises and we regret them and we have to live with them, decisions in our lives that we would not make again, how do we get past that?
You know, I think that's one of the reasons people don't heal is because they cannot reconcile their history with their present. But the way I counsel someone is that you become the person today you wish you were then. And that is the best you can do.
Is there ever a possibility of absolving previous miscalculations or sins, if you will?
And you know, you use the right word, and the word is sin. And I think if a person has the opportunity to actually say to someone, apology is not enough. I actually need to say to you, I sinned. It was not just an error against your life. It was conscious. And when an action is conscious, and I know that what I did, I was conscious that I was going to hurt your life and change your life, and I did it anyway, that qualifies as a sin. That's not a mistake. I don't have the right to say I never meant to hurt you, when in fact, I knew it would hurt you. So I can't compile a lie on top of a misdeed. That qualifies as a sin. And so I have to look you in the face and say, I sinned against your soul, and I need your forgiveness.
So you're saying an apology is often advisable when we're living with things we've done to other people.
But But it's not enough, actually, Jim, to apologize unless you use the right language. And the right language is almost confessional now. And that aspect of confession requires that you actually own, not only can I not say to you, I didn't mean to hurt you. The fact is, I didn't care. It was conscious, and that qualifies for the word sin. And that is going to heal you. You know what? I actually do this in my workshops. I've said to people, how many of you can't forgive something and you're holding on to it? And you say you're working on it, but you can't. And honestly, 70% of their hands go up. And I said, well, if we change the language here, and here, that this is actually another one of my episodes, and I insert holy language, something that's from the past that we don't even use anymore. And I'm working on a book, and it's called Holy Language. It'll be out next spring. That we actually hurt ourselves by not using this language anymore. We substitute therapy, and therapy's not good enough. We need the language of the soul.
Thank you, Caroline Mace. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Jim.
And a few notes from listeners about the previous topic. Scott Clemens writes, other modern countries all have rational or national gun restrictions, and they don't have near the gun murders we have in the U.S. Andy Batson writes, Mark is wrong about assault rifles being available in the early 80s. It wasn't until the proposed and ultimately the 10-year ban on assault-style rifles that the demand became so heavy. Talk Louisiana support comes from Brian Lowe Financial. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned.